KCHVSU.
That's right. I'm at Orchard Lake and Middlebelt.
Oh, okay. I'm going to get there before you because I think I'm about to pull in their parking lot here.
Yeah, it says I'm about 5 minutes out, so you're there momentarily. I'm just going by Phil's house right now.
Still on my node. Went over to Phil's machine. This should be a little better.
How about this one?
That's better.
I know where I am.
Why aren't you on my machine, Keith, here?
Because apparently I never set the TL tone on this radio. I just need to bring it back to the car after a long hiatus.
Okay. And I'll be there in 2 minutes.
Recording.
Man, it bit me in the butt a while ago. I forgot to... I programmed all my other radios except this one. And, of course, this is the one I needed it on.
Well, you're on it now.
Oh, yeah, I took care of it after the fact.
All right, so how many of us are there? 4, 5?
Rats took me past the place.
I think we got 5, but I'm not sure. Sean just pulled up. I'm bailing N8NM.
Yeah, I'm just coming around the corner as she comes. 30 seconds out. GPR.
All right. Am I on yours now?
Yep.
All right. It's not programmed. I'm going to have to change a lot of things on this little radio. I put the 200 back in the car. All right. Anywho, I'm here. I'm going to jump out. Wait for all you latecomers. W8FU.
Whiskey Eagle Alpha Tail Zulu, Kilo Bravo 8, Whiskey Tango Alpha. VAWTA clear. Kilo Bravo 8, Whiskey Tango Alpha.
Having me take a different route home than it brought me in.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah, it's having me
take this to
Elizabeth to Huron. So it's, and it had me take, you know, it had me take Square Lake. Interestingly, this is Waves. Interestingly, it took me to Middle Belt on Square Lake, which is kind of cool. And then up, but they having me go up and over now.
Huh, weird. I wonder what it's having you go around. I'm trying to think. I haven't been over in that particular area for a little bit.
Yeah, don't forget, Waze will send you 10 miles out of the way to save 30 seconds. So sometimes you have to be double-checking.
Yeah, I don't normally run Waze. Today I just said, you know what, I'm going to try Waze. So here I is. But no, it's sending me up to Elizabeth and over to 59. And so I'm guessing it'll just have me run that across to 75. But once I'm on 59, I may take that right over to Rochester and go to Nino's, buy some produce.
Pam was just there a couple days ago.
Every time I don't believe the GPS, it bites me in the butt.
I have had that experience. That's why I tend to listen, but I'm with Phil. I don't necessarily trust Waze. I usually use Google Maps.
Well, don't get me wrong. I trust Waze. I feel like... You just said that when I disagree with it, I'm usually sorry. But you have to be, like I said, you have to be careful. Sometimes I look at it and say, you know, is this really what I want to do? And if you're really in a hurry and you want to save that extra minute or two, yeah, do it. But a lot of times I pull at the end of the route and it says, you know, all right, you arrive 5 minutes later and it's 10 miles shorter. Well, if I'm not in a hurry, I'll choose that one. But if you do want the fastest route, you can't beat it.
See if I got it.
I do. I'm going to be out of here in a second. I just heard you guys in there and figured I'd say good morning to everybody. Good morning, Phil. Good morning, Sean. I forget who the other one was. So whoever the one I didn't mention, go ahead and pick it up, and I'll be gone. So you guys have a good day.
Well, you have a good day, too. N8NM, Steve here. And I am just about home as well, so I will make this my last. Enjoyed breakfast. Looking forward to the next one. I think I'm going to be up here for another couple of weeks longer than I anticipated. It doesn't look like I'm leaving town till sometime in January now, so... Maybe we'll get one more in before I head south. So. Anyhow, catch you later. Have a good and go Lions. N8NM Mobile.
Yeah, I'm back in my driveway now to KTR. Good breakfast, guys.
Yum. And I am not backing into my driveway. Mobile on... Eastbound Huron, /59,
W8FU. WAZDL.
Later, Walter.
Don't tell me what to do. WDAKLL. WDAKLO.
WDAKLO from KFAEDQ. How are you doing today?
Hey, well, hello, Mike. How you doing? I'm just getting here ready to watch the Lions game. What are you up to today?
Roger, roger. I just got home from walking dogs, and we did a return at Staples. I got to run over to the Spectrum store at some point to exchange some equipment, and I'm going to drop off some straw bales at the shelter since I'm going back there. The Spectrum store and the shelter are basically right next door to each other, so I got to head back out there later. I got to winterize my boat. That is next on the list. I'm going to winterize my boat, and then what time do the Lions play? Because I'll probably sit down and watch that, maybe take a nap. I don't know.
Yeah, roger that. The Lions, they're on at 1 today. You haven't winterized your boat yet. Wow. Yeah, we've had a couple of good nights that were down. Not too bad, but I guess... it's time for sure.
Yeah, I know I'm overdue. I meant to do it. I meant to do that like a couple of weeks ago, obviously before it got down to 20 degrees, but I know late is better than never, so yeah, I'm always late to the game on the... which I don't do much to winterize my boat. I just take the battery out and exchange the lower end oil, put some fresh stuff in so it doesn't freeze in there in case there's any water got in there. But yeah, I haven't not winterized my boat. It's you know, if I had a garage, I'd get to store it in. It would be less of a big deal, but I don't have that. And I think it's a 1990 Bayliner, just a crummy little cruising boat. Yeah, I got a Mariner 50 on there, and that thing is like a tank. It's been nothing but super reliable for me, so yeah, I try to take care of it as best I can.
Oh, okay, so you got an inboard outboard. Yeah, I've got an outboard. I've got an inboard outboard. And I always used to, when I got late in the season, I used to throw a drop light down in the engine compartment, and that would keep it warm enough until I got to it. But yeah, I've been putting the cover on with about 2 inches of snow on my boat before, so, and that was right around Halloween, so I try to get it in right after Labor Day. Back to you.
Roger, roger. Yeah, I've gone camping. I've used it in the November before, so that's kind of why. Like, I'm running a real thin line because there's the line of going out and camping still. Like, if it was gonna get up to 60 degrees on a weekend and not rain or anything, like, I might go camping in November depending on the weather, but. That didn't really happen. It kind of just got too cold too fast, so that's why I'm behind the game on the winterizing. But yeah, I've been you've been spinning the dial lately. The 20 meters has been open. I've been monkeying around. I was doing sideband on Friday. I ran into a net. I checked into the net. I had no idea what it was. It was Ole Miss. The Ole Miss net. I don't know if you're familiar, but I got thrown into the rotation and didn't really know what I had stumbled upon, and then they had me throw myself up for grabs, and I did that a couple of times. That was pretty fun. So now I had a blast on sideband, so then I figured I'd try my hand at FD8, and that seems to work pretty good too.
Oh, very good. Yeah, that's a lot of fun. I think HF. I spend 90% of my time on HF, and really, really enjoy it.
I had no idea. I had all these awards. I just been logging my contacts, and one day I looked in the logbook and it said awards, and I clicked on it, and I started looking at them all, and there was about four that I had already achieved, but I just needed to submit them. So I'm about, I think I'm four states away from all 50 states. So that's my next one. I've been hunting the POTUS stations. I need Hawaii, Nevada, Nebraska, Vermont, and Alaska to get all 50.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. I'm looking forward to trying it out some more. I'm already kicking around the idea of buying another radio, an all-mode radio, kind of like what you got, a 991, or, I'm eyeing up the Optima, the Azu FTX1 Optima, and I might have to save up for that one. So I'm thinking about running, because I was just on a buying spree on Gigaparts a couple months ago. I bought a 20-meter double bazooka from Radio Waves. So I was thinking if I could hook that up to my 891 and run FT8 on it as if it were sort of like an appliance. And then I would have an all-mode hooked up to my vertical, along with the dual band that's hanging off the side of the house. And I have a pretty sweet setup. One spot that does my dual band and HF activity. But yeah, I'll have to save up for it. But that sucker is like $2,000.
Yeah, WD8 KLL for ID. Yeah, I looked at that. I've been looking at other HF rigs, but I got to be honest with you, I am really happy with this 991A. It's been my first rig, and as you had mentioned, it's they call it the shack in the box, so I can do UHF, VHF, C4FM, HF, 100 watts. And then I just bought that amplifier, and I've been having a ball with that, pushing through pile-ups and stuff. So, yeah, it's all good. As soon as you get on 10-meter, you're going to have a ball.
I'm set up for 10-meter, and this is KFA-EDQ for radio ID. I'm set up for 10-meter, and I've thrown my call sign out, not a ton on 10-meter, but the thing about it is I don't have much confidence in throwing my call sign out on a band if I don't hear anything else out there, because I'm thinking, well, maybe it's not fantastic. And so really the only thing I go off of is I look up the solar activity forecast, and I thought that 10 meter was pretty much closed, but so I've been sticking to 20, and I love it on 20. It's fantastic. Those pileups when I was in that net, and I was putting out my call sign and throwing myself up for grabs, and they were talking me through it. They're like, there's going to be a pileup. But yeah, there's some people, like there'd be a huge mumble of pileup, and then one person would just ring through the entire thing. I thought that was pretty neat, like even though they were in Florida. That was cool. So, all right. Yeah, I just want to talk, share my excitement my recent excitement with the HF stuff, because I finally plugged my antenna in back in and turned it on and started spinning the dial and doing a little bit of talking, and that is really fun. So I'm we'll have to right now I got my 891 set up for FT8, so I don't know how much undoing of that I have to do in order to start doing sideband again, so I'll have to look into it.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not up on the FT8 yet. I've not went down that rabbit hole yet, but I don't know as if I ever will, but I'm really on the HF stuff. But right now 10 meters has been down. We
had a geomagnetic storm here about a week and a half ago, and it really screwed up just about all the bands. But 20 is good today. If you go to the World Radio League app, I think I told you about that. They've got a band conditions tab, and they'll tell you the AK and solar flare index and all that. But starting to follow that. But if you're on 10 meters and you don't hear anything, it's probably shut down. It has been, you know, it's open right now a little bit. This morning I was on it, but nowhere near as it's been 2 weeks ago.
Oh, interesting. So when, okay, so when I search for, like, radio conditions, I come across, there's current ham radio conditions, current radio propagation conditions, resource for current band conditions. There's a DXView, QSO. I can you repeat that website so I can make a note of it? I'll write it. I'll put it in my phone right away.
Yeah, it's World Radio League. I'm actually a member of both QRZ and World Radio League. So when I log into World Radio League, it automatically updates my QRZ page. But World Radio League is an awesome software. I mean, they got spotting where you can, you know, click on the spotting tab and you can hunt all the POTA guys and all that. But very, very good software program for logging contacts.
Yeah, Roger. On FTA, they make it super easy. They have it's just a log file that you upload to QRZ, and it automatically does all that. Like, I'm just figuring that out. So I opened up a log book through the end of the year, and I'm just going to keep updating that. And if I end up doing it a lot, I'll probably have like a monthly log book. I don't know. But, the FT8 makes it super easy, but I am trying to figure out a way to log QRZ logbook entries in a better way. There's got to be a better way than how I'm doing it right now, because, like, doing it by hand is kind of not fantastic. It'd be better if you could, like, set a default or a default band or, like, some default settings rather than going through and setting all that up. And I'm still not an expert on how to give people a good signal report. I got to read up more on that, and so I become a little bit more knowledgeable. But you can only tell so many people that they're 5'9" before you want to be more accurate.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, the signal reports sometimes are, I don't know, I don't go by them too much, but since I got this app amplifier, I've got a couple of 5'9" plus 20s, you know, here in the States, but that's pushing 400 watts, so it's been fun.
Yeah, I seem to be getting out pretty good, like, on 20 meters, on Friday it was. They were down in Mississippi, down south, and whatnot, and they said I was coming in loud and clear on 100 watts, and I seem to be making contacts on FT8s of, like, between 600 and 1,000 miles away, like, very, very reliably, good signals and whatnot. So, I don't know. The antenna seems to be working is basically what I'm saying. I'm pretty happy with it. So, all right, man. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to go play with my boat for the next 10-15 minutes, and then I'm going to sit down and watch a little bit of the Lions game before I have to run more errands. So it's always a pleasure talking to you, Greg. WD8KOL from KFAEDQ. I'll be clear on your final.
Okay, Mike. Good luck with that boat. Good chatting with you.
We'll chat with you later. Go Lions. KF8EDQ, WDA-KLO. We're clear.
KE4ZY2 from WIAX.
N1KRD.
Kilo Bravo 8, Whiskey Tango Alpha.
W8BD.
N8DBF, W8FU.
KVAQLY, listening.
Give it up to me. And it'll be you, give it up to me.
Yeah, I already went out and restarted it because I never got a reply from you.
Sorry, laying in the attic in the boys' new house and my stomach trying to suck up old blown insulation so we can pull the ceiling down.
Okay, I can't understand a word you're saying. It's all coming through. Womp, 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 womp.
I pulled my mask down. Is that better? Can you hear me now?
Yes. Audio quality is not very good. But yeah, I hear you.
Remote already in this mode.
Base.
Steady
8 over to you.
Radio.
HB, you're sounding good on the remote base, over.
Roger, that's sounding good. Go ahead, Jeff.
KB8F, WR, James Township.
WR, K8RHB, good copy, over. This is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo. For the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet.
County, checking in.
November 8, Whiskey, Romeo Oscar. Roger, I got you on the list. You are sounding good here. standing by for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corner.
Oxford.
Whiskey India 8 X-ray WI 8 X Wayne County.
Station with an X-ray. Will you say you're calling in over?
Here? India 8 X-ray, WI8X, Wayne County.
Alpha X-ray Bravo. These stations need not check in again
but other stations for the net, please call.
Whiskey, Bravo 8, Tango, Kilo, Lima.
Whiskey, Bravo 8, Tango, Kilo, Lima. Good afternoon, Jay. I got you on. Other stations, please call.
KB8RAC, this is Whiskey Alpha 8, Alpha Bravo Victor, Ohio.
Station just calling, ending in Victor, you're calling in, over?
Yeah, that's Whiskey Alpha 8, Delta Bravo Victor, we're in Ohio.
Whiskey Alpha 8. Delta Bravo Victor, Roger. I got you on the list. Thanks for checking in and joining us today. Other stations, please call.
This is Whiskey Delta 8 Uniform Sierra Alpha, Kent County. You're good readable.
Whiskey Delta 8 Uniform Sierra Alpha, Roger. You are also good readable. Next station, please call. Alright, we got quite the roster already. We have 15 folks checked in, so we'll go ahead and get started. Kilo, Echo 8, Delta, Oscar, November, go ahead with your comments.
Alright, good afternoon, everyone. This is Kilo, Echo 8, Delta, Oscar, November. As Brad said, I'm operating WSADOC today. We just came off of the FEMA Region 5 Boston there. We had 84 check-ins, pretty good conditions on 60 and 40 this afternoon. So it turned out to be a pretty good night overall. Brett, thank you for taking that control this afternoon. Do appreciate that. I don't have very much on the calendar this week. In fact, I have very little on the calendar this week. I have, especially Oxcom-wise, there's nothing. And so I do have to pick up a turkey tomorrow, but that's a different story. I hope everybody has a good Thanksgiving and the week ahead here, and stay safe and stay healthy. A reminder that we do not have a net next week because of the Thanksgiving holiday. We will meet again in 2 weeks, so enjoy the time off next weekend. And with that, this is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, back to net.
All right, very good, Matt. Thanks for your comments. Great job on the FEMA Region 5 net from the EOC. And good to hear you. I myself don't have much to add. I did get to do a podcast with our locally where I'm at, and it was regarding most of it was regarding emergency communication and volunteering and being part of what the outdoor warning sirens are all about. So that was pretty fun, about 20 minutes. So that was the extent of my funds last week. But so we'll go ahead and get started here at the top of the list. November 8th, Oscar Bravo Uniform. What are your comments?
OBU, you're up. All right, sorry. I got covered by the interference out there. Nothing new here, just riding along. Everybody have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'll be home alone, so I don't know what I'll do. Maybe I'll go get a keg of beer or something. All right, you guys take care. I'll be monitoring if I'm needed. Then it'll be you.
All right, so very good. Thank you for getting things set up for us today. Appreciate it as always. Next station is Kilo 8, Juliet, Bravo Delta. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, KD8RC in the net. This is KJBD, James Downey, PRS, Washtenaw County. Thanks for picking up the net, Brett. Appreciate that. And also wish everyone out there a happy Thanksgiving. And it looks like the weather may be reasonably good, which is always nice for travel. And safe travels to anybody out there. On the local front, in terms of what's going on here, the local Aero Club is in the process of acquiring one of the Region 2 South trailers, and we'll turn that into a communication trailer for general use for the county, which is good news. And I've informed me that you did help. Let me know if it's good. I can generally make it fit. big enough hammer, big enough saw, away we go. Anyway, that's about it for us. And so, like I said, we're all kind of moving into that long winter's nap. So, once again, thanks for taking Nick. Back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet, Bravo, Delta.
All right, very good, Jim. Thank you for your comments and checking in this afternoon. Good to hear you. Next, then we'll do a standby. Next is Kilo Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo. Jeff, you're up.
Obviously in a bad place.
Alright, we'll come back. Next, we'll go ahead and take a standby. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo. Is there any station wishing to check in to the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet? Please call. Okay, hearing none. Back to the list. November 8th. Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Tim, you're up.
Thank you, Brett. This is Tim, NAWRO, one of the AECs in Macomb County. Well, we have good news. We've got word that we've received our 501c3 nonprofit status. So we're all, of course, very happy to hear about that. Last Thursday also was our training session at the MISD building on Garfield Road. We had a mock Skywarn session with a total of 20 members and guests present. We not only did the normal Skywarn drill, but we did training for the MICON key station duties as well. It was a full house in that classroom, and we quite enjoyed that training. The FCC is back up, so the postcard recruitment project is back in full motion again. Hopefully we can get some more members. I'm on the VHF repeater in Mount Clemens, so I'd like to thank Mike and Jeff and all at Central Michigan for providing that link, as always. Happy Thanksgiving to all. This is NAWRO Macomb County, back to KD8RHB. Thanks, Brett.
All right, very good, Tim. That's great news on your 501c3 status. That's always great, and it should open up some doors for you guys, so good deal. Thanks again for checking in. All right, next station is Whiskey Alpha 8, Mike Charlie Delta. Gary, you're up. Really don't have anything further than that today, Brett. I'm not aware of much has happened, certainly in the last week. So I check in here and wish everybody a great holiday, and hope to talk to you soon. Back to you, Brett, KDRC-WAU. All right, very good, Gary. Good to hear you this afternoon. Thanks for checking in. I always appreciate you joining us here. Next station is Kilo Echo 8 Alpha Zulu November.
Thank you. It's been a fantastic day. I always love it when I see sun out here in Central Michigan here, and anything but bad weather, I tell you. It's been a blessing here for sure. So other than that, I don't have anything really for you. I have been doing radio service for a little while here, a little bit over 2 years. So it is a great program in which we can enjoy and just see how everybody's doing. So I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and enjoy all the food and turkey. So I'm going to turn it back over to you. This is KD8 ABN. Back to KD8 RHC.
All right, very good. I'm glad you are glad you're in our emergency communications. 2 years, that's good. Just keep growing with it, and appreciate you doing what you do. It takes a team, so thanks again.
Again, with no traffic, just wanted to give you another check-in. I'm in Wayne County. Have a good evening. Happy holiday.
All right, very good. Thanks for checking in. Sorry I butchered your call earlier, but thanks again for checking in. Always welcome here. Next on the list, November 8th, November Oscar Romeo.
Good evening, Brett, and everyone on the net. This is NNOR. Name here is Ken in Kalamazoo County, specifically in Portage, Michigan. Great to hear WD8AXB as well checking in tonight. We don't have much other than the Lions actually won today, and looking forward to the Thursday watching with my wife and the family. Hopefully the Lions will win again. Other than that, audio for everybody here tonight sounds fantastic. Conditions on 40 meters are beautiful tonight. With that, I'll hand it back to you. This is
NNOR. NNOR, Ken, thanks for joining us again. Looking forward to Thursday for sure. And they squeaked that one out today. But thanks for joining us, Ken. You're sounding good here at my location. Thanks for your comments. All right, next station is Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha X-ray Bravo, Charlie.
Hello, Brett and everyone. This is WDAXB. Just a little south of Ken in Vicksburg, Michigan, in Kalamazoo County and District 5. And hello to Gary, even a little further north of me. So good to see Kalamazoo County represented here on the net today. Was hoping that KB9IAR would check in, but not yet. last night we had a schedule on 75 meters that took hams from Burr Oak and Portage and Vicksburg and Lawton and a portable station up near Manistee, and that station was running 20 watts and an unfed antenna, and the propagation was not totally steady last night, so 20 watts was maybe just enough to make the contact, but it wasn't enough for a steady contact, unfortunately. So we definitely had a network across Michigan trying to keep the deer hunter up north informed and aware that he can hang out with all his friends. Just because he leaves town, all he needs to do is take HF radio along with him. So we did that as an informal test, and for the most part it worked. The station in Portage and the station in Burr Oak were very loud to me. So that's about it. Yeah, I haven't heard anything else county news-wise here for Kalamazoo County. Was hoping to get some favorable news about emergency management and a new home for the EOC, but that didn't come out this week. Back to you, Rhett, and we're trying to get another station from Portage on the air today, so when you take another standby, keep your ears open for KE8 Romeo Foxtrot. Mm-hmm. And hello over to Jay, who I think might be up next. Back to you, Brett, from WDAXB. Over.
All right, very good, Charlie. Thanks for checking in and your comments. Yeah, hopefully there'll be something situated for you guys for Kalamazoo County for sure. All right, we'll move along here. And Whiskey Bravo 8, Tango, Kilo Lima, Jay, you're up.
KB9IAXB and the Michigan ARPSC network is Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango Kilo Lima, Jay and Ypsilanti. Well,
good news to report. It's not new news necessarily, but about 3 months ago, we installed the 136.74 repeater just a couple of miles west of Ann Arbor. It's atop a 200-foot tower atop 1,030 feet of elevation. So anyway, we're just lifting the antennas about 1,200 feet above sea level. It is carrier access. There's nothing on the site to interfere with it, and it isn't seeing any strange input noise. So we'll run carrier access as long as we can. The repeater's been up for about 3 months. It is full-time linked with the WIRA, Independent Repeater Association network of linked repeaters. These repeaters, many of which are linked via RF paths, are extend from up in Traverse City and Vanderbilt all the way down into Kalamazoo, Mount Pleasant, Lansing, Flint, and so forth. By bringing the 146.74 online, that allows the IRA to have reach into southeast Michigan, covering from Lansing down to Toledo, and from Detroit to just west of Jackson. It has a quadrant RF footprint, and it is battery-backed. The repeater can be broken off as a standalone machine, so DECs and ECs, if you need it for any drills or exercises, let me know and I'll give you the DTMS codes for that. The IRA network carries the noontime roundup net at noontime, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, to the NTS, the Michigan VHF NTS traffic net on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9 p.m., so we have another traffic net in the area, reaching across most of the state. And, of course, there's the AWL News and the Amateur Radio Newsline on Tuesday and Thursday at noon, and again at noon on Sunday and Saturday. So a lot going on that network. It gives Southeast Michigan a reach into the IRA network that it never had before. And for those DECs and ECs that during drills, you want to do digital modes across a wide area, the machine is fully capable, and I'm happy with hearing the squawks and whatnot of VARA FM, MT63 packet, even radio teletype. We're open to any or all. So anyway, did want to let the folks know 146.74 is now linked into the IRA and available for use. Enjoy. WBA, TKL, back to that.
All right. WBATKL, Jay, thank you so much for that. That is good for the IRA to help out with that that area of the state. So very good to hear that. Be good for traveling too on that side. So thanks again for your comments and joining us this afternoon. All right, next on the list is Whiskey Alpha 8 Delta Bravo Victor.
Yeah, KBA, Whiskey Alpha 8, Delta Bravo Victor. Name is Les, Lima, Echo, Sierra. And we just heard you in there, we've never been on your net before, so we're kind of new here. We're just sitting here listening to the comments, and you all sounded pretty good so far. I wanted to say howdy to everybody, and we wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving. And thanks for letting me come in there. Appreciate that. So that's about all we have here. Kind of enjoying the weather, so it ain't got too cold yet. So other than that, we don't have any more comments. So K-E-8-R-H-T, this is Whiskey L-A, Delta Bravo Victor back to you.
All right, very good, Les. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Good to have you aboard. Welcome here anytime. We're here every Sunday for the most part, exception for like the holiday weekends and stuff, but we're here typically at 5 p.m. local time. So either here or 39 or 32, right around there. But you're welcome anytime. All right, next on the list is Whiskey Delta 8 Uniform Sierra Alpha Joe. You're up.
Quite a lot to comment on here. It's nice to hear of all of the training and such that's going on and folks getting their higher earth tactics and stuff and so it's nice to hear that. A lot of nice stuff happening.
Running high SWR on the old antenna. Do you read?
Yeah, this this is, you are loud and clear here in Calhoun County, so it's doing the trick for you right now. Over.
Well, I'm checking in from Kalamazoo County. I'm glad I resolved my issue. I don't really have anything to report. Thanks for taking the nut. That's okay. I'm clear.
All right, very good. You're welcome, and I'm glad you figured out your antenna situation. So, yeah, you best I've heard you sound yet. I've been listening to you for the last several weeks, so good signal today. All right, one last call. Anybody else? Call KD or HP. Okay, hearing none, want to thank everybody for checking in this afternoon. Everyone, be safe. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving. And we'll be hearing here in a couple weeks. So this is KDRHB. Close down the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. That is closed. Close down out.
And then there's people that can effectively utilize it to accomplish a goal. And there's going to be a big difference between those that can just get something to spit out an AI and people that can actually learn it, how to manipulate it and use it to their advantage for something, a quality product. So learn that, and maybe you'll have a, your career will be somewhere there.
Yeah, it keeps on changing every day. That's the problem. It's like one day it's this one's better, one day that one's better, and
hard to keep up with it. And then you got the management and the peers that are resisting it. And it's more of that thing. It's like everybody's worried that their job's going to get canceled or whatever. But, and then the young ones are not learning how to code right. You know, they're gonna grow up using AI all the time. So we're just going to see a clash. I mean, I'm predicting it. We're just going to see a clash of old ways and new ways. And hopefully I'll be out of there by then.
Well, that's the thing about progress. It never stops. My family, they were all railroad people, you know, turn of the century. And, you know, those jobs all went away with the advent of the automobile and, you know, carriages and buggies. And some adapted. Body by Fisher, I think they made carriages. And they started making bodies for cars. Others didn't. But, you know, just always like that. One transitions into the next. And there'll be a new group of people come up that are good with the next big thing, and then you'll have the group trying to hang on. I remember when it ripped through the drafting with CAD, and you know, the guys that never took the CAD, you know, they're gone now. You know, the last of them. I don't know if there's anybody who picks up a pencil and works at a table anymore. But and it never ends. See, it happens. You know, what I do too. It's, remember when I started out, we were literally opening radios up and fixing them component level. Now that's hardly anything we do. We ship the radios in for a flat rate repair. We got far more to do on the other end. So you got to keep up with the stuff on the other end, or else you got to go to pasture. Ain't telling you nothing you don't know.
Yeah, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Like, the progress always happens, but yeah. Yeah, I just, I think if I would just get a week off, I would be happy. But probably not going to have anything until Christmas time. But anyways, all right, I'm going to get off of here. I got to figure out, we haven't eaten dinner yet, so I'm going to figure out what we're going to do. That famous thing that ham radio operators do, figure out what to eat next. So I will listen out. KFAW.
Hey, that's my thing, man. Rota, restaurants on the air. Worked all restaurants. Oh, yeah. All right. Hopefully you bag a new one or something you need for worked all restaurants. Later. W8FU.
Yes, you.